KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. You're looking for it to be mostly sunny, less humid today, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping local news, five people, an adult and four teens, suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries Sunday evening when a mechanical failure caused the arms of an amusement park ride at the Cass County Fair to come crashing to the ground. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson told KJAN News Sunday night the accident happened at around 7:30 p.m. on the Octopus. The ride is located just outside of the kids' barn portion of the two commercial buildings on the northwest side of the fairgrounds. Erickson said the injured parties, a woman who was believed to be in her 20s, along with two teens, a male and a female, were transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. Two 15-year-old males went to the hospital by private vehicle. The injured, he said, complained of neck, back, and shoulder pain and bruises. Erickson said the Fair Board had contacted the State Division of Labor about the incident, and until an inspector can come out and examine the ride and find out what went wrong, the Octopus is shut down. The Iowa State Patrol says one person died following a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon in Mills County. 62-year-old Stephen Pearson of Emerson died at the scene of the crash. It took place at around 2:36 p.m. Pearson was traveling west on County Road H-34, about 8 miles west of 390th Street, when his 1993 Chevy Lumina left the road and went into a ditch. The vehicle traveled for about 195 feet in the ditch prior to hitting an embankment and coming to rest. The patrol says Pearson, who was not wearing his seatbelt, was known to have medical conditions that may have played a role in the accident. A Florida man was transported by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha after the tent he was in was struck by a pickup truck Sunday morning in Fremont County. The Iowa State Patrol says 67-year-old James A. Foley of Middleburg, Florida, was struck by a 1996 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 55-year-old Danny Carden of Homer, Louisiana. The accident happened around 11:35 a.m. Sunday when the pickup was traveling down a private drive at the 59er Motel and Campgrounds. The vehicle struck the tent Foley occupied and dragged the tent with Foley inside underneath the truck for about 50 feet. Carden continued to drive his truck until he parked it at his campsite. A dispatcher with the Mills County Sheriff's Office could not say this morning if Foley was part of the Rag Bri ride or was simply staying at the campgrounds for recreation. A report on his condition is currently not available. A man from Florida who just began to leave the starting point for the 44th Rag Bri touring event died Sunday morning after he was hit from behind by a pickup truck in Mills County. The state patrols says 72-year-old Wayne L. Easel of Jacksonville, Florida, had just dipped his bike's tire in the Missouri River and was traveling westbound on Highway 34 near Glenwood when the driver of the pickup, 34-year-old Rob Philippus of Glenwood, failed to see the bike. The accident happened at around 6:40 a.m. Ezel was thrown from his bike during the crash and came to rest on the north shoulder of the road. The accident remains under investigation. Rag Bri riders were en route yesterday from Glenwood to Shenandoah for the event's first stage, which covered about 50 miles. A mile of silence took place yesterday, dedicated to the memory of those who have been injured or killed while enjoying the bicycle ride. Thousands of bicycle riders from across Iowa and around the world are starting their second day of the Rag Bri today, and this year's route runs a total of 418 miles across southern Iowa from Glenwood to Muscatine. As I mentioned, on the first day of the event, a 72-year-old man from Florida was struck and killed by a pickup truck near Glenwood. Andrea Henry with the Iowa DOT urges motorists who encounter long lines of bikes to stay alert and don't do anything to distract or startle the riders.
We ask that you do not honk your horns at bicyclists. Use extra caution when you're passing them. Give them plenty of room because sometimes bicyclists might swerve to avoid road hazards. Common hazards might include potholes or debris or railroad tracks or narrow bridges.
Rag Bri organizers say that about 30 people have died in the event's 44-year history, but most deaths are linked to medical problems. Including the latest victim, 9 bicyclists have been killed in Iowa this year in collision with vehicles. Henry notes that the safety tips for motorists apply all year long, and not just during Rag Bri.
Be careful when opening your vehicle door. Sometimes bicyclists will be riding close to the edge of the roadway, and that can become a problem. And when in doubt, always yield to bicyclists. Make sure that you give them plenty of space and don't try to pass if you don't have the room to do so.
Cyclists, too, need to keep safety first by always wearing a helmet.
Yes, you never ride against traffic. Bicyclists are always supposed to follow the same flow as traffic. And obey traffic signs and signals just like you would if you were in a vehicle. And always make eye contact with the motorist. Sometimes it's difficult for them to see you, so that if you make eye contact with them, that ups your chance of visibility.
And at night, bicyclists should use a headlight, taillight, and reflectors. Today's section of Rag Bri take the cyclists 75 miles from Shenandoah to Creston. In our funeral announcements, Vera Nielsen, age 94, of Exira, died July the 18th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be this morning at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Daryl Schaefer, age 73, of Atlantic, died July 16th in Omaha. Funeral services for Daryl Schaefer will be this afternoon at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terry J. Rasmussen, age 67, of Hamlin, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Terry Rasmussen will be today at 3 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reefa Stewart, age 99, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Reefa Stewart will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jan Davitt, age 74, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Jan Davitt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jewel Payton, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Graveside services for Jewel Payton will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ole Olson, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Ole Olson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Zoe Van Eaton, age 17, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Zoe Van Eaton will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow also at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lotus Paulson, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Lotus Paulson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Max Harrington, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Max Harrington are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Daryl Bud Carlson, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Daryl Bud Carlson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.